We continue now with the Capital One Orange Bowl tour from the Pac-12. We could not be more delighted to be have joining us Mario Cristobal, former University of Miami player, coach, now the head coach at Oregon, and done so many great things in your career so far. Mario, how you doing?
Joe, great to be on here. Doing great. Getting ready to roll, man. Team is ready to report to camp, so it's that time, brother. It is time.
I got a lot of things to talk to you about in regard to your program, but I got to hit you on a couple of things in regard to the Dolphins program because they start training camp. What are they getting in Javon Holland, a safety who was their second-round pick?
You're getting the total package in Javon, and I'll say why. If you get a chance, Joe, pop in his high school film and watch this guy play wide receiver, corner, and safety. I mean, ultra, ultra dynamic, okay? This is not a small guy now. This is a large man. This is a 6'1" guy at 200-plus pounds that has corner skills that could go up there and play the nickel spot, could play back at safety, can rush the passer, has excellent pass rush skills as well when they bring him on blitzes. Special teams value, I'm sure you saw him returning punts for us and some of the stuff he did, and he's a tremendous and relentless competitor with a super high football IQ. I think you got yourself a star for years to come.
Of course, you also had Herbert out there. He took you to the Rose Bowl championship. The Dolphins have Tua, which has led to the great argument, Herbert or Tua, and I think this is going to be a storyline in the NFL for a long time.
Justin Herbert, awesome. And again, Tua is an awesome young man. I think he's going to have a great career. Speaking on behalf of Justin, you know, I always felt he was the best quarterback I had ever been around. So it wasn't a huge surprise to see him do what he did. I thought the way it happened was kind of unique, where he gets a tap on the shoulder 5 minutes before the game and they tell him, hey, you're the guy. And, 12, 14 games later, he's the rookie of the year in the NFL. So super happy for him. He's still the same humble young man that he was while he played here at the University of Oregon. And Justin's just getting started.
Mario Cristobal is our guest. We're going to talk about Oregon and Oregon's prospects for the Big 12. One more non-Oregon question. You coached at Alabama. You are going to play Ohio State early in the year. The University of Miami opens with Alabama, Mario. What are they in for?
Well, you know, the University of Alabama was a great experience. It's a program, obviously, Coach Saban. Historically, he'll probably go down as the best coach ever, and it's because of the way that that team is trained, the way it's focused, the regimentation of the program, the physicality, the caliber of athlete that's brought in, the player development that goes with it, and the way they use their personnel. So, and I know Miami has great personnel as well, and they're doing a great job down there, so I think it's going to be a great game. I know a lot of people are looking forward to playing or to watching that game, so it's going to be a great one. It's going to be a great one.
You had a couple of guys on your offense opt to return to come back to your program, combined with the top 10 recruiting class. Where is your program right now as you get ready to kick off this season?
We're continuing to climb to where we want to be. We want every single year, we want to be in that conversation for championship football and play for it. And, you know, we've been very fortunate and blessed and humbled to win the conference 2 years in a row, and we feel that our best years are coming due to these top 10 recruiting classes for three consecutive years. But they're not just top 10 classes because of talent. Their DNA, their work ethic, they're more and better than what we thought they would be in terms of those intangibles, and that's a great mix, and that's a great set of ingredients for success in the future. These guys are hungry. They've been brought into a culture that's very demanding and very challenging, but at the same time, one that is a very strong and complete brotherhood. So all we see here is continued upward trajectory and continue making our way towards the ultimate goal.
Obviously, you know all about South Florida recruiting. Do you get down here to recruit for Oregon, or is that outside of your footprint?
No, even though it's not part of the West Coast footprint, we do have players from South Florida on our team that are excellent football players, and we're going to increase the amount of time we spend down there. It's a special brand of ball, Joe. You know that. I mean, it's unique. It's just so – not only is it talented, but it is hungry. It's hungry football. And the players in South Florida have built a lot of programs around the country, you know, and certainly they've had a strong influence over here, and we look forward to continuing that tradition of getting more South Florida players out this way.
You have Joe Moorhead running your offense, a really highly regarded offensive mind. What do you expect from your offense this year?
Well, you know what? We started off the season really good last year, even though we had a very truncated offseason like everybody else. You know, it was a new coordinator, just like, you know, a lot of teams around the country. And so we saw flashes of what we could be and saw some real good success early, and then we kind of tapered off. Now that the fact that Coach Moorhead has had an entire year to implement his offense, I think he's second to none as a person and as a coordinator. Extremely smart, just a lot of fire, a lot of juice, excellent organization and detail. I think we're going to have an excellent offensive year, looking for big things from Coach Moorhead and the offense.
You have a guy that can wreck a game on the defensive side, Kayvon Thibodeau. Can you talk to us a little bit about him?
Yeah, you could combine his five-star his five-star talent with his five-star work ethic. That's what he is, relentless, competitor, explosive. You know, he's a great pass rusher, but he also plays the run extremely well. Physical, gets his hands on you, gets them inside strong, great at block destruction, can take on double teams, plays with relentless effort. Guy's got a huge future, and just as importantly, he's got a huge present. You know, he's going to be a tremendous force this year in college football.
Mario Cristobal is our guest. One more question for you. You know the Orange Bowl as well as anybody. What do you think the Orange Bowl means to college football? It's a semifinal game this year, so perhaps we could see you here.
The Orange Bowl is one of a kind, man. You know, having played in it a couple times and coached in it, it is just, it's an incredible, incredible event, bowl place. I remember playing in the Orange Bowl game at the Orange Bowl Stadium, which was, you know, very unique at those times, and then a memory that's unforgettable, just one of a kind. So the Orange Bowl is spectacular, it's special, it's powerful, and all eyes are on the Orange Bowl when it is on.
Mario, great to catch up with you. The very best of luck this year with Oregon, and we'll be following you.
I appreciate you, brother. God bless, man. Great catching up, and please say hello to Don Bailey.